different quarterbacks running the show in the last couple of years. So was anything different today having the rookie out there?
Nah, we're confident, you know, in passing and Austin. And, you know, if Trez's ready to go, he's going to be ready to go. But we're confident with anybody we got back there. It takes 10 guys to make his job easier, and we have to do our job.
Does the offense change at all when it's Paxton opposed to Trevor?
It didn't change last week, so I wouldn't expect it to change this week.
You guys ran the ball a little better in the second half. Were you seeing things that are encouraging as you guys try to get back more on track?
We're just trying to find a way to run the ball and get back on track. You know, that's all we're going to do. You know, we're going to keep working and stay in the ground, you know, keep our cleats, you know, keep our feet where it's at, and just continue to push.
With Virgil and Donald practicing today, how much better can the running game be?
It can definitely get back to where we want it. I mean, you don't want to make it seem like the people behind Virgil and Donald weren't giving it their all. They were playing too. So, you know, we just got to find a way, you know, just different schemes and, you know, try to be a little bit more, you know, physical than what we want to be. So, than we have been.
How important is Donald to the running game?
I think Donald's just important to the offense, just the leadership himself. You know, him being in the league and, you know, him seeing different fronts, different looks, playing in the league for so long and playing against, you know, different personnel. So, it's always good to have a veteran out there.
Seeing Paxton practicing on Sunday, what areas has he improved in your mind?
You could just tell the preparation from training camp, you know, from OTAs, from training camp all the way to now, that it gives us the opportunity not to go and be conservative, to run our offense the way we want to run it. So that's probably the biggest area he's proven. As far as all the intangibles, the arm strength and, you know, get out of trouble with his feet, he's been born with those. But his preparation and understanding the offense better, you can actually see that.
How much do you feel of different things with him running the show?
Read that.
With Paxton, with his mobility, does it allow you to do different things on offense?
No. Trev got first downs with his feet. I mean, it's not like, you know, Paxton is Michael Vick, you know, so, I mean, you know, they both can get out of situations with their feet, and we're happy to have that.
What do you see from the Falcons' run defense on film?
Well, they're disruptive and physical, just like Tampa. It must be an NFC South thing because Carolina was the same way. So, you know, they're very disruptive, very strong up front. You know, it's another challenge for us this week, and we got to answer the bell. You know, we haven't answered the last 2 weeks the way we wanted to, and we got to answer it.
CJ, you were saying during training camp that you would point certain things out to the quarterbacks, whether it's protections or whatever. Does that happen during games, or is that mainly a practice thing?
It happens. I've kind of been backed off, eased off, especially, you know, letting Trev get his feet wet, and he got his feet wet. He's more comfortable now. Paxton, if he does play this week, let him get his feet wet. You know, you don't want to bombard him with a whole bunch of things, you know, his first actual start, if that's possible to happen. So I'm just going to do my part, and, you know, when Kubiak or Rico tells me, you know, this is something that he might miss, go ahead and let him know, then I'm going to let him know.
CJ, how comfortable have you felt running to the right side with Ty Sambrylo over there, and what have you seen from Ty?
I felt good. I mean, you know, you could tell he's getting his legs back under him. It's been a year since he played, so he's definitely improved from week to week, and it's just good to see him back out there. We all know how hard he worked for us, so it's just good to see him back out there.
Is it any different, like, catching the ball from Lynch versus Simeon Knight? Does it feel different, faster, harder?
I won't know. I think I caught a pass from Paxton last week, caught some passes from Trevor. If it hits both your hands, the old Madden rule. John Madden used to say, if it hits both your hands, you got to catch it.
What does it say about this offense and this team that four different quarterbacks over the course of what is now a 9-game winning streak going back to last year?
Just, you know, the 10 guys, you know, a great defense, that always helps. And then the ten guys on offense doing their job, you know, to make the quarterback job easier. You know, people say it's a quarterback-driven league, and, you know, all our quarterbacks – have played well with their opportunity. So if we continue to do our job, you know, the way we know we can do it, it makes their job that much easier.
Okay. Thanks, CJ.
Thank you. Thanks, CJ.